This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
From the 816, Team Cags all the way. Sooner the better. I think it would influx tickets and streaming, too. And I won't be able to be at that game.
No, you will not be able to be at Cags' debut. Absolutely not. We will not allow it. We'll make you stand outside with a sign that says, I'm bad luck. I'm not going in.
Yeah, that sucks. The big winner yesterday was those Royals uniforms, though, baby.
The uniforms are great. Not a fan of the hats.
Really?
I'm just going to be honest.
I like the hats and the helmets, too.
I thought there was too much going on with the hat.
Okay. I thought it counterbalanced well.
It just wasn't for me. For you, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, you know, like ketchup on your hot dog or whatever Mac does at the age of 27.
Mustard one.
Did find some spicy brown yesterday.
Ooh, with the pretzel that was soft?
The pretzel was stale. Buy a pretzel before the game. It's already stale. It was,
You know where you can get a really good pretzel?
119th and Knoll. Oh.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. What?
I was saying you get a really good pretzel at the Landing at Liberty.
Saw De Palma yesterday as well. He was running around up there. He owns the Landing along with Maloney, and that's we may be doing something there here in a couple of days. I don't know. But Binkley kind of told me something. Oh. I know. Saw De Palma yesterday. Saw Maloney yesterday. Maloney's still at the ballpark, by the way.
He is.
Yeah, he couldn't find his way home. The pretzel at the Landing the pretzels in spring training were awesome. I was so excited. I got this pretzel. It was already stale. It's like we haven't even had intros yet. We haven't had the receiving line that was like a mile long for everybody. Like, Q got his steps in shaking hands before the game. Like, already a stale pretzel. I was very disappointed.
Somebody says mustard on a hot dog is much better than mayo on a hot dog.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, Kling. somebody put mayo on their hot dog because Kling did it. I mean, my God.
That's just a greasy
blizzy.
But
I will tell you this. I did try yesterday the honey mustard on the pretzel.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I would try that. Yeah. I like honey mustard.
Yeah, the Ken's honey mustard that they had up there yesterday. It's fantastic. I just wish the pretzel was better.
I do love Ken's. I get Ken's Ranch and Ken's Caesar and Ken's honey mustard.
You do? You're a Ken's fan?
This segment brought to you by Ken's restaurant-style dressings.
That's what they tell you, right?
Yeah. The face on the bottle, I just feel like I can trust it.
No, you're thinking of Newman's Own. That's the face on the bottle.
Ken's is green with the white Ken's.
Like cursive or whatever.
Yeah.
Ken's is expensive, too. It's good stuff.
Who has a better arm? Barry Bonds trying to throw out Sid Bream or Hunter Renfro?
Oh, Barry Bonds.
Respect the text.
Yeah, that's a good text. Sid Bream. Yeah, if Sid Bream is scoring on you, Max going, I don't know who that is. Please move past this topic. Do not ask me.
Top three Jim Rome sound bites of all time. One is when he had Hudler on talking about eating the bug.
Eating the bug, yeah.
Two is when he did the emails of like when it gets into like Ronald Goldman and like Norm Turner and Michael J. Fox. And then the other one is like, he's like, yeah, Barry Bonds, great player, fantastic player. Sid Bream, faster than his arm.
Yeah. And Sid Bream, like, you know, Sid Bream was old back then, right? Like, he always looked like a guy who was, like, already 45, still playing baseball back in the day. My favorite Rome is when Dave Thomas of Wendy's died.
Oh.
And he said, "Dear Jim, I'm declaring today a national holiday in my town. Signed, Mayor McCheese."
Yeah, Mayor McCheese.
And then, of course, the Jim Everett, Chris Everett one was,
which was fake,
an all-timer.
Yeah. Which, unfortunately, as you get older, you're like, oh, that was staged. Ah, but it did such well. Good. It made his career.
Yeah, it did.
I bet you don't call me Chris one more time. Well, I already did. I bet you don't do it again. I bet I do.
Chris.
And then there comes that quarterback from the Rams getting ready to kick your ass.
Yeah, that
dude, guy
back in the day, too.
Oh, and Jim's like 5'6".
Oh, tiny little guy. You guys saw him on the row. Little dude, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Jim Rome, man, the original sports radio host that I listened to in this city. Like, he was on our station, the station back in the day, and I remember my dad would just be like, oh, it's the jungle, we got to listen to this.
So Josh and I used to have this, like, sick obsession listening to Jim Rome when we left here, right? And Jim Rome always used to say, more of me, less of you, right?
Yeah,
I used to do all that kind of stuff. And he's right, because he would have a guest on. It'd be a big-name guest, usually. And I'd be like, I just want to hear Jim. I don't want to hear the guest. I want to hear Jim do his thing, because it made me laugh every single time I listened to him. And that was great. And he still is fantastic. He's one of the best of all time.
A lot of love for the uniforms. Those whole uniforms were sick. Somebody from the 913 says, I almost wore the full fit to work today.
The uniforms, I just wish the hat didn't have the crown logo. It seemed too small for me. Like, you have a beautiful interlocking KC on the cap. I love the normal blue cap with the interlocking KC.
Right.
I don't know that there's a pure logo out there. You've got the KC, you've got the New York Yankee one, you've got the LA Dodger one, which is what the Royals uniforms are modeled after.
ST.
Yeah. But I just love that interlocking KC. It's just a beautiful, beautiful look to have.
I know this sounds weird. I always love the Braves hat. I love the A with the, like, the navy and the red bill. I used to love that
hat. It's a good looking hat, man.
It's just clean.
Yeah, it is. It's a
good looking hat. Less is
more. Sometimes less is more. And I just thought there was, like, too much. And again, that's just my opinion. The uniforms are beautiful. Just wasn't sold on the hat, because I just love the blue hat with the KC on it.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like I always use the Costa Vida reference. If you've never been to Costa Vida, it's fantastic, but less is more. Like, they give you all the stuff you want, free guacamole, free pico, jalapenos, all that stuff. Less is more.
Yeah.
Get a scoop of sour cream, a little bit of jalapeno.
You can bring your own sour cream if you want to.
Shout out to Emily.
Yeah, that's right. Tonight,
bless,
maybe. Yeah.
She going to be there?
I think she is going to be there tonight, bringing her own sour cream and everything, right?
Sit on my lap during blackjack. Bring me some good luck, Emily.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, well.
The house always wins.
That's a good placement. Let's get into one word, Mr. Mac.
One word.
Dude, I keep seeing that Seal commercial.
One
I can't get over it.
And I never didn't kiss by
See, we all missed it during the Super Bowl because we were there.
Oh, that was a Super Bowl
that
commercial?
Because I didn't see it until a couple weeks after the Super Bowl.
They play it all the time during March Madness, and I just keep sitting back. I laugh so hard.
It's fun. It's a good commercial. Great. What's it for?
Even the Seal has scars on his face.
What's it for?
Right.
Okay, you knew. Yeah. Okay, good. Then it worked.
I wouldn't have known.
You wouldn't have known, right?
No, I wouldn't have known.
I was going to say 7-Up.
Well, because he says something. He changes the lyrics. He's like, kissed by the citrus of a lime, or something like that.
Been 7-Up.
Yeah,
I guess it could have been. Yeah, that's funny.
Or what's that other
Starry?
Starry.
Formerly known as Sierra Mist.
Yeah,
they took the Prince route.
Right. Yeah.
Soon they'll just be like the label of a lime and a lemon.
Yeah.
The symbol.
Do you know what they were pouring in Surprise, Arizona for their soda product?
What?
RC Cola?
Yes, it was, brother.
Carrington's never had it. They did that on the drive there. They never had it. Because, like, that's why.
Who would?
I loved it as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
RC Cola, we got, like, we knew we were poor that month. Like, when Diet Right showed up.
Oh, my dad loves Diet Right. Still drinks Diet Right.
Now I want the now I want Costa Vita. You ever had Costa Vita, Matt?
I have not had Costa Vita.
Oh, yeah. We have to do at least, because next Friday we're doing the Sand Trap Happy
That's
Hour.
That's right, Sand Trap Happy Hour.
So come out, you know.
Come hang out with us at the Trap starting about 2 o'clock. We'll be there. Yep, Rob Maloney's picking up the first 3 hours on his tab.
Then we leave.
See you, Rob. Actually, we're making Jerry Anselmo pay.
Yeah, so we'll be at the Sand Trap next Friday for the Fesco Happy Hour. And then maybe we'll do one in Lee Summit, and then we can all just go to Costa Vita, because it is fantastic.
We just go anywhere. We just once Friday a month, we'll just start picking places and showing up. And if you guys want to join us, feel free. We're not codying this thing up and paying for everybody, but you know, you guys can come hang out. We'll try to find a benefactor. Like I said, Jerry Anselmo will be the first benefactor next Friday. Jerry, just so you know, get your credit card ready.
Yeah. And if you don't have yours, then you better call your buddy Jasper.
Yeah, Jasper will take care of it if you don't. That's right.
Okay, Matt, go ahead.
One word on opening day yesterday.
Wonderful. I love it. It's just, for me, it's my happy place, man. There's nothing better than baseball.
And you needed that.
I did yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday was good. Yeah.
I would say picturesque, right? What I also thought was great is, like, because we did our interview with Ben Maller yesterday. Mm-hmm. I had two people reach out to me yesterday that said, thanks for the information about the flag, because they brought that flag out.
Yeah.
And my buddy that I went with, we kept seeing like military guys show up. He's like, is it like military appreciation? I was like, nah, they'll do a flyover. Plus, they're probably doing something either with like the national anthem, which the national anthem was awesome.
Yeah, it was really good.
God Bless America was even better. That guy nailed that. And then the flag came out, and I was like, you know how much that weighs? And everybody, I got one on Facebook from my friend Kayla, and then I got one from Twitter from somebody I'd never known before, and they're like, thanks for the information about the flag. And I was like, pretty big flag, isn't it?
Huge flag, right? That's massive. All I was thinking about. Like, that thing weighs like 6,000 pounds.
I mean, picturesque, man. Like, before the game started in the tailgate, having a few corks and a Jersey Mike sub, and all of a sudden it's like, man, I'd love to get this sun out. And it was like, right when they did introductions, the Lord split the sky, the sun came out.
It was beautiful.
79 degrees, nice breeze, powder blues, American flag in the middle of the outfield that covered almost the entire field. Picturesque is how I would say.
I was watching a little bit of the Seattle-Oakland game yesterday at the beginning, and their broadcasters were like, oh, nobody does opening day better than Seattle. And everybody says that in their city, but nobody does opening day better than Kansas City. Nobody does. It is just special. It is fantastic. It's like old home week. You see people you haven't seen in a while. It's just the best.
Yeah, it was really cool being here for that.
And then it was over.
Yeah, and then it ended. Yep.
And the season's over.
And it's gone. Royals lose 7-4.
One word on Colt Reagans yesterday.
Average.
Fine. I get it. Like, I don't know. I mean,
you expected your ace to go out there and twirl a no-hitter. Yeah. Let's be honest,
right?
You also
expect to be able to lean on your bullpen, and they brought in Zerpa, and he coughed it up.
Yeah.
Like, he got the chance to go out there and try to get the inning going. I mean, I think he still had, what, four strikeouts or three? I mean, he wasn't an ace.
No, he wasn't an ace. Your expectation was Mount Everest, and you got, like, you know, I don't know. Something that's not as big as Mount Everest,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mount St. Helens,
that's
maybe.
St. Helens. Yeah, there it is.
So, yeah, I mean, I thought he was a king, not an ace.
I also think in that first inning, I know he got out of it, but if you just look at the stats, it'll affect it. I mean, they had the first dribbler down the third base line.
That sucks.
And then you had the blooper in the middle of, you know, shallow center field where three guys are around it. That could have been caught, too. Felt like the defense...
Cleveland had one of those too, where their shortstop took a route towards right and then tried to circle all the way back towards left. I'm like, and the third baseman standing there scratching his ass going, oh, look at this.
And then the catcher tried to knock Carlos Santana out.
Yeah, that was scary.
Okay, that was a little overdramatic in my opinion by Carlos Santana.
I didn't see it, so what we thought in right field is that like maybe his elbow hit him in the head and it was like he was kind of like, you know, the bell
maybe,
got rung a little bit.
From my perspective, again, middle deck out in right field, not a great perspective, but it didn't look like it was this huge collision. Then we almost had another. Dude, people not say, got it,
seriously.
Mine.
No, those are the seagulls and Nemo. Oh. But no, I thought he was a king, not an ace. Yeah. I thought he was fine. He got out of the jam in the first inning that showed some stones. He really settled down.
Yeah.
Then he kind of started to labor in the fourth, and then he got out there in the fifth, and he walked the first batter, and then it was Serpa time, and then it was serving time for the Cleveland Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
One word on Jonathan India.
Relax.
Yeah.
Relax.
Chill.
He ain't the only one that had a rough go yesterday.
I mean, yeah.
And it's his first game here. Plus, the way he wears his baseball uniform is the exact same way I'd wear mine.
Oh, you want to talk about that? My wife goes, I'll take any baseball player that shows socks.
Oh, he had it all the way up to the thigh.
I know. You should have seen him in spring training.
Oh, he had those 4-inch inseams on the thigh
dude,
pads.
Get up close to him sometime and look at those pants. They are like tiny, tiny. Like, they're not long pants that he has rolled up. Those are short pants, brother.
Okay. Now that Gordon's gone, is he Jen's Hall pass on the Royals?
Yeah, I would. Yeah,
she's
probably
into the long hair.
Yeah, she likes him. Yeah.
He's looking good.
I think he's fine. I mean, I'm
a huge fan. I mean, he's gonna have to be really bad for me to get
for
off
you
the,
to be out.
The Jonathan India train. I love the guy.
And a lot of people don't understand, like, it's the hot corner. That was a blistered baseball that got to him in a second, and he still got the out at first.
Yeah.
They just didn't turn the double play. That was a dumb luck, bunted single down the third baseline. Look, it's fine. He almost had two home runs yesterday, too. They were just short.
I mean, if you're in any other ballpark.
That's what the guy in front of me said. He was like, if we're in any other ballpark, those are two home runs today. But we're not in any other ballpark.
Right.
One word on Hunter Renfro.
Enough. I'm done.
Done.
Bob was talking to me. He's like MJ? I was like, no, I was done on MJ last year at opening day. I've been done with MJ. I'm sorry. I know that I'm a blowhard radio host. But look, I know what I've seen. I don't need to see it anymore. I know the Royals have known what they've seen. I don't need to see it anymore. Renfro, that cannot happen. That is a noodle arm in right field.
Yep.
That was a lost man out in right field. And everyone says, well, I don't want to bring Jack Caglione up. He might fail. Guarantee you he doesn't make a play like that in right field. And
no
I
way.
Guarantee
Which
you
one?
One of, yeah, I guarantee you one of those throws. Like, it was just an all-around bad performance
day.
In right field.
Bad day. For Hunter Renfro, he needed to have a good day yesterday.
Yes.
A competent day yesterday, not have a highlight video where it's on TikTok now of Hunter Renfro's performance on opening day because there were many plays that he was involved in. It was a bad look for Hunter Renfro yesterday.
He looked like a Little League right fielder. That's normally where you put your worst athlete on your Little League team. And everyone goes, try to hit it to right.
Exactly.
And they hit it to right. And they scored two runs on his arm.
And he's throwing two hoppers back to the down the
first
baseline.
I mean, there were four plays. There were two throws and two plays out there that were just not good. The one in the gap, too, where he just took a bad angle at it and whatnot.
But if I'm going to be fair, it's one game.
It's one game.
It's one bad day.
Right.
I've had bad days at the office as well.
Of course.
And I've come back the next day and been just completely fine.
Killed it.
So let's just.
It happens to all of us. Yes. It's one game.
It's one game.
Look.
Saturday. Bob said, the leashes are short.
Yep. The leashes are short, but let's give it to May 1st, right? And on May 1st, if this is still, then we got to make decisions and make changes, right?
Right.
You had one bad day. Everybody's amped up on opening day. That's not a cliche. Fans were amped up on opening day.
It seemed like it.
Some weren't even invited to the party, and they were amped up yesterday.
Right.
One word on Lorenzo Cain and Willie Wilson being
awesome.
There. That looked cool.
I had both wearing the number 6
that
too.
Awesome.
Like that for yesterday was the first time that ever clicked with me that both were number 6. I don't know why it took till yesterday.
Both in the Hall of Fame too.
Oh God, that was great.
That was
Did
cool.
Did they miss the opportunity having Salvi catch Cain's pitch?
You never have the. I mean,
but it's a special occasion. I feel like because that's what Karen and I were discussing. He's like, because Karen looked at me a classic Karen fashion. He goes, "You mean to tell me Salvi couldn't catch that ball?" And I'm like, "Well, he's over here with Cole.
He's
like,
warming him up.
Still though, man, like it's a 15 year vet. Like you really think he needs to help warm up Reagan's?
But Reagan's maybe needed Salvi. You don't know, right? So I understand both sides.
But I thought it was special.
Yeah.
Is what I would say. Special is a good one because. I mean, no matter what, like Lorenzo Cain could stub his toe, get a paper cut and bit by a mosquito between the eyes and still smile and light up an entire stadium.
Yeah.
He's just, God, I miss that man.
I do too.
We
miss
had
that.
It so good in 14 and 15. And like you see Cain come out and you're like, just wait till they do the 10-year anniversary of the World Series and everybody gets in their feels.
Salvi's already asked for those days off. But seriously, like Lorenzo Cain and Willie Wilson, those are the two greatest center fielders in Royals history. Now, some will say Amos Otis could be on that list and sure. But for my money, nobody was a better base runner. Nobody looked faster and sleeker than Willie Wilson. And nobody was more fun than Lorenzo Cain.
Yeah.
I still upset my, hey, Lorenzo got deleted out of the system,
What
man.
Did you like more with Lorenzo Cain, the lean back swing or the fact that he could cover half of the earth in center field?
I love that lean back swing.
Yeah.
I love him covering half the earth, too.
Yeah. Both were great.
He was just great. Like, I kick myself almost every day I have a thought about Lorenzo Cain where I'm like, I didn't appreciate him enough because we were all caught up in Haas and Moose and Salvi and HDH. Like, Cain was the best player on that team, man. He was the superstar, and we just didn't realize it in that moment. Now, I'm sure the text line, I did. Well, good for you.
Yeah, but
I
don't, yeah.
We all were caught up in the team. I don't think we realized how good Lorenzo Cain
was. I mean,
really
in 14,
was.
He was the ALCS MVP, and he also finished fifth in MVP voting that year.
He finished fifth. Incredible. I thought he finished third.
Incredible.
It's amazing how time changes facts, you know?
I mean, I'm probably wrong, too.
No, I would have said Lorenzo Cain. Oh, he finished top three in the MVP. Bob, he was like eighth.
I think Sweeney did the year he had the big numbers with the RBI. I think he finished like
third.
That
was year 2000,
I
think.
I think Manny won it that year, juiced out of his mind. Somebody, and then I think Sweeney finished third.
Did he?
I think so.
One word on Sweet 16 day one.
Meh.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Alabama blew him out, couldn't miss a three-pointer.
Right. 25 three-pointers.
BYU, one kid hit 10.
Yeah, Mark Sears hit 10.
10. BYU couldn't hit a three. That game was over at halftime. Yeah. There was 94 points at half.
Yeah.
Florida blew him out. Duke ended up winning by 7, but scored 100.
Cooper Flagg had 30 points. Manning owned the game. Incredible.
How'd that Big 12 look in the
season? How's that? Yeah.
Well, they won yesterday, Texas Tech, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was the best game of the day. And of course, it ended at midnight.
And I wasn't awake.
Yeah, nobody was awake. Actually, no. The best game of the day took place in the NBA.
Yes. Yes, it did. Let's get to that audio.
Okay.
He got giddy with it last night, didn't he?
He did. They were down 6 with 15 seconds left. They inbound from three-quarters court.
Slow down. You're talking too fast because people are going to go, did he just say what I think he said?
You're
say
right.
It again.
Bulls were down 5 points with 15 seconds left. They inbound it from three-quarters court. They hit a three-pointer with about 9 seconds left. They inbound it, which, by the way, the corner was in the baseline. That was LeBron's man. Completely left him.
LeBron decided he wasn't playing defense.
Yeah, wide open. So now they're down 2 with 8 seconds left.
So they inbound it. They steal the inbound.
Get a 3. Now they're up 1 with 6 seconds left. Lakers score with 3 seconds left.
Right.
Now the Bulls are down 1.
No timeouts.
No timeouts.
Inbound it to half court. And then Giddey launches that 3 and hits the half court shot.
Bulls are out of timeouts. 2 seconds left. Giddey for the win. Go!
Oh, my God! I can't believe this. Elizabeth, I'm coming, baby. My Lord.
Improbable.
Unbelievable.
Impossible.
Magic Giddey. Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Somewhere in Australia, Sydney, or Melbourne, Paul Hogan is somewhere.
That guy's just making things up.
He's
at that point in time.
Things.
Anything I know about Australia, I'm just going to say, Paul Hogan. Queensland.
Melbourne.
Sydney. Shrimp on the Barbie.
Steve Irwin.
Outback Steakhouse.
Blimey.
Foster's.
What he should have said is, blimey, that was right in their aorta.
I mean, he just started just listing anything he could about Australia. It was fantastic. But what a shot.
Great shot.
What an ending to a game.
Amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
Two buzzer beaters for the Lakers in a row. One where they won, one where they were on the losing end.
And people are now calling out LeBron because on the stolen inbounds, he didn't play defense on the guy that hit the three-point shot.
It was pretty bad.
He's too busy with Stephen A. drama.
Got to get over it. It's got to him yesterday. Yeah.
Just got to. Doing too much.
Really quick before we get out, one word. Deion Sanders said this yesterday. One word on Deion Sanders saying that he's okay with Shedeur Sanders playing anywhere and getting drafted anywhere that needs a quarterback.
So now he's realizing his son is slipping very fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, he could go one or two, or he could go at any time in the first round.
That is true. Yeah, that's what Ian Rappaport tweeted yesterday. He could go one or two or any time in the first round.
Thanks,
Ian. Glad you ran to the Twitter machine for that one.
Yeah, take a page out of Glazer's book.
Yeah, exactly. Less is more. Costa Vida.
What Deion said, whatever. Like, yeah, whatever. Cool. Like, let's just get to the draft, dude. I'm so over it already.
So we're 27 days from the draft.
God,
and
that far?
I retweeted, quote-tweeted an article from NJ.com today that said the Giants could trade up to take Jackson Dart. They're at 3! Jackson Dart will be there!
Wow.
First-round pick, free lunch. Speaking of food, it is the out of left field question coming up on the other side. I asked this because they added some new food out of the K. What's a famous food item from any restaurant anywhere that you would have at the ballpark, that you would put into a ballpark? What's a famous food item that you would have at a ballpark? 913-586-7965. The out of left field question comes up on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Vesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.